welcome to ISF tonight. Atletico Madrid have reached an agreement to sign former Malaga defender Martin Demichelis after several weeks of negotiations. Once it was confirmed that Demichelis would not be returning to Malaga, Atletico Madrid began to show heavy interest in signing the star defender. After weeks of negotiations between the club and the Argentine, it has been confirmed by IS that an agreement has been reached for Demichelis to officially join Atleti this summer. Though neither party has officially made a statement on the matter, it is believed that the only thing remaining is a medical, which Demichelis will undergo shortly. The side spent weeks in talks with the player's salary, the most difficult topic of discussion, but it is reported that Atletico Madrid manager Diego Simeone was able to convince the defender to join with the promise of Champions League football this coming season. Barcelona have officially confirmed that Barcelona B starlet Gerard Deulofeu will officially join Everton on a season-long loan deal with no option to buy. Everton's Catalan manager Roberto Martinez has added several Spaniards to his roster and was keen to add the 19-year-old to his European squad. Barcelona, realising the immense potential of the winger, wanted to give the youngster more of a challenge and valuable European experience under a trusted mentor in Martinez. Martinez, in a statement issued by the club, was delighted by the arrival of Deulofeu. Gerard is a real diamond of Spanish football, he said, and a boy with incredible footballing talent, and I am delighted that he has chosen to take the next step of his career with Everton. Everton also stated that Deulofeu would join the squad later this summer after enjoying a well-earned break following his involvement in the recent Under-20s World Cup in Turkey. Espanyol have revealed that they have received a bid of around €4.5 million for Ghanaian midfielder Mubarak Wakaso, but that the offer was immediately rejected. Espanyol financial vice president Jose Luis Molanes has revealed that the Catalan club has received a bit of interest in midfielder Wakaso and even stated that a bid had been received and immediately rebuffed. We have received an offer of €4.5 million, he said, from an unnamed European club, but we cannot sell him for this amount. Two clubs believed to be interested in the Ghanaian, according to reports from IS, are Swansea and Juventus, though it is unknown what club has actually bid for the star midfielder. Espanyol is in need of balancing the financial books, but surprisingly have been able to make do with only the sale of Jordi Amat thus far. It is uncertain if Wakaso will remain at the Catalan club, with heavy interest being shown, but any club keen on signing the midfielder will need to raise the price quite a bit. It has been confirmed that Athletic Bilbao will open the new season playing home matches at Real Sociedad's Anoeta until the new San Mamés stadium is completed. The new season is quickly approaching, and when the matches officially begin on August 17th, Athletic Bilbao will be without a home stadium. Athletic's new stadium, the San Mamés Barrier, is set to open sometime in mid-September, but until then, the Basque club will be playing their home matches at the Anoeta. The club will begin the season on the road, but is scheduled to host Osasuna in the second week of matches, which reports from Marca confirm will officially take place at the Anoeta. However, the club will not be forced to play in the Anoeta very long. If the deadlines are met for the building of the San Mamés Barrier, Athletic Club could host their very first match in their new stadium in the fourth round of fixtures against Real Betis. Finally, new Villarreal signing Giovanni Dos Santos has revealed that he is delighted to be joining the club following his transfer from an undisclosed fee from Real Mallorca. The 24-year-old was relegated with Mallorca on the last day of last season and was the subject of much interest before he signed for Villarreal. The former Barcelona man was rumoured to be interesting the likes of Valencia and Atletico Madrid and reportedly rejected a move to the United States, with Los Angeles Galaxy, the club linked, with a move for the Mexican playmaker. The former Racing Santander midfielder returned to La Liga last season on a permanent basis. When the then Mallorca boss Joaquin Caparrós offered him the chance to reignite his career after several dull seasons with Tottenham Hotspur. Speaking to the official Villarreal website, Dos Santos said, I am delighted to take this next step in my career and finally to be able to play for Villarreal, a great club I was about to join last year before they were regrettably relegated. The attacker was joined at El Madrigal by former Mallorca midfielder Thomas Pina, who also made the move this summer. That's all for tonight. Head over to the site www.insidespanishfootball.com for all the latest La Liga and Segunda news.